You know you're all singing along, and maybe half of you thought I just played some Donny Iris, which I will or would or could, but I didn't because I played Slade covering a Donny Iris track, Love is Like a Rock. Now you might have heard me tell this story before, but that's the version I knew in the 80s. I didn't grow up in Pittsburgh, and I knew the Slade version, and then I moved to Pittsburgh, and I heard it on the radio. I'm like, oh man, I totally forgot about that song, but this sounds like a different version. And then the announcer comes on and tells me it's Donny Iris. I was like, oh, interesting. Interesting. I was at Arsenal Lane's the other night doing my thing where I spin music of the 80s and 90s each and every Thursday. And I had someone request the Donny version. I said, would you like to hear a cover that came out in the 80s? And they're like, sure. And I played it and they were blown away. So hopefully you were as well, because that's what the Viva La Mock radio program is for, is just to blow you away. Hey, before the Slade, how about a Slade cover? So I did Slade covering a band, and then I played a cover of a Slade song right before that. New music from Syracuse, New York's own Flash Cubes. They put out an album of cover songs, of power pop cover songs. And that was them doing Slade's Goodbye Jane. Steve Conti of New York Dolls fame is on guitar on that one, if you're taking notes. Sparkle Jets, speaking of covers, Sparkle Jets UK doing a cover, a song called Good Sounds, which is originally done by Linus of Hollywood on their latest album, Best of Friends. Then I played the RPMs. You heard me debut the RPMs 40 years later last week, from their Temporary Satisfaction album, It's Only Time. I'll talk more about that in a second. I want to just finish what songs, because you're taking notes and you're like, I'm getting bored. Sparks started off the entire set with some angst in my pants. Now, RPMs, if you remember, I debuted it last week because there was a show last weekend where the local band Working Breed did a tribute to the RPMs and played an RPM set, because Erica Lang and her brother came in from Portland. Their dad was in the RPMs. And so they were able to finally issue this album of the RPMs 40 years, 7 years posthumously of their dad's passing. And it's fantastic. The show was great. So if you were there, you know what I'm talking about. If you missed it, well, you missed it. I think it was a once-in-a-lifetime performance. Maybe they'll re-resurrect it, because it looked like they had a whole lot of fun. But then I realized, so I'm down there at the government center. And the place, like most venues, will have venue, music, and alcohol. Sometimes they'll have a venue and record store. Actually, a record store will have music. And sometimes, no, there's never really a record store that has alcohol. But anyway, what I was trying to say is you blend the three together. And what's that mean? That means the Mocksters flipping through vinyl and CDs and stuff there. And a couple $100 later, he's going home. So what happened? Oh, hey, you know what? I'm talking about pop music. The power pop music. You do need to pull up a chair and have breakfast for dinner each and every Sunday evening, where DJ Chris Wired serves up that audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies. Yeah, it's power pop, it's punk, it's jangle pop, it's anything that actually feeds the mind. It's Sunday nights at 6 p.m. right here on 88.3 FM WRCT and streaming WRCT.org. Love that show. I love a lot of shows here. I think I love all the shows here at WRCT. I think I do. I'm not into a committed relationship, so maybe I like some more than I love, but, you know, we all figure it out. Again, if you've got a suggestion for a song, a request, you can call me up at 412-268-8 WRCT. It's 412-268-9728. Or email me, wrctrequest@gmail.com. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mac. And this is an artist called David Bowie. Blue Jim.
Mentioned near the close of the last record, this record you are now playing is another example of the completion backward principle. If you can possibly manage the time, please play both sides at one meeting.
She reluctantly agreed.
Brand new music from Chicago's own Dolph Cheney. New album's called Mug. That was Ice Cream Embers here on the Viva Lamont radio program. Before Dolph, how about the Creeparounds? Who? The Creeparounds. It's a combination of two Detroit bands. We've probably heard, and by we, you've probably heard the popular Creeps. Because I've played them before, but that was the popular Creeps along with another Detroit band called the Stickarounds. Doing their version of the Undertones' Teenage Kicks. I will call it an exclusive single that you'll only hear on WRCT. Before the Creeparounds, Graham Parker went back to squeezing out sparks for Saturday Night is Dead, because it is. Friday night is where the happening is, and we all know that. That's why we listen to Viva Lamont each and every Friday evening. Tubes didn't start this set out. Tubes with Talk to You Later from the Completion Backwards Principle, and David Bowie started off that entire set from 1984 in Blue Jean. Gets me here where we are now. We are here. I want to remind you that kids who spend more time with their dads, they actually grow up to be smarter, more successful, and with any luck, funnier adults. It's true. A corny dad joke is one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kid, or your kids if you have more than one. So take a moment to make a moment and make your kid laugh today, because dad jokes rule. Go to fatherhood.gov for more information, or maybe some dad jokes. I don't know. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and of course, your radio dad, WRCT. So I have this theory. Now walk with me on this one. Sit, listen, let me do the walking. I'll do most of the talking. As we know of the musical styles that come and go, the frantic, jangly power pop of the late 70s, early 80s, the grunge movement that happened, that radio, college radio alt rock that was throughout the 80s, etc., etc. So I have this theory. Because I was talking to a friend of mine who was in a band in the 80s who got signed by a label, and then it never went anywhere. And I explained to him, I said, you know what? You were just the Pittsburgh band of all the bands that sounded kind of like that. And you got to that level, but you just didn't go beyond that. Because there was a Chicago band, and there was probably a St. Louis band and a Detroit band. So then I thought about it. Can I piece some of that theory together? So if I date back to the late 80s, early 90s, and a lot of times to know who these bands are, you had to live in those areas because they didn't make it. They were regional. So I thought I'd try to put a set together, a very small set, because I haven't lived in a lot of places. Of bands I feel stylistically are similar. Some have strong regional followings to this very day. A few broke over to the other side for a bigger national following. And I think some might have just disappeared. So bear with me on this. Tell me what you think. If I'm even anywhere in a ballpark of where my brain's working, starting off with Detroit's own Rhythm Corps for this set of music.
But there's no room to be found. Can we Save me from the chilly waters. Save me from your sons and daughters.
Yeah.
can say words only simple. Say I can say words only clear. Oh, I can feel your heart is beating me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wanting love is all that I feel when you're passing.
Stare out into space.
There's a penny on the floor and he's standing at the door. Turn around and say goodbye. A woman like you comes around just once a life. There's a penny on the floor and I'm strong. I try to carry on, realizing no one can take your place. There's a penny on the floor and I'm fine. I know it's gonna take some time before I look at you without looking at my own face. A penny on the floor. Tired of the war, a penny on the track. Are you coming back? There's a penny on the floor and it stays as a tribute to the days that were spent with you. No one can take them away. There's a penny on the floor and it stays as a tribute to the ways it filled my soul with courage, hope, and grace. There's a penny on the floor and you're standing at the door. Turn around and say goodbye. A woman like you comes around just once a life. There's a penny on the floor and you're standing at the door. Comes around, it won't bring me down.
Hey, Pittsburgh's own Clarks, wrapping up that set of music of what I was deeming local bands that got pretty big regionally, I believe, all around the same time. And if you listen, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but did they not all have a similar sound? If you were at a show with all four of those bands, you probably, and you liked one of them, you probably would have liked all of them. So who are all the bands I just played? It's only four of them because I can only think of four. One per state. So Clark's here in Pittsburgh. I had them representing Pennsylvania. Before that, the Bodines. I think Kenosha is their home. They're a Wisconsin-based band. With Good Things off their 1991 album Black and White. That Penny on the Floor was from 91 as well. Hopscotch Army from Indianapolis, Indiana. From 89, I think, is when Blurry came out and saved me. In 1988, Detroit's own Rhythm Corps, title track to their Common Ground album. Now, Rhythm Corps was on Epic Records. The Bodines were on Slash, onto a major label as well. Can't think what label that was. Clarks have done their things. You know. Just throwing it out there. No, I do appreciate all the calls I got. I got emails and calls, and I got messages of people voting for other bands. And of course, being here in Pennsylvania, you're thinking of other bands I wasn't even thinking of, like the Innocence Mission from the other side of the state. What about the Hooters? Hooters had a really big window of a hit. Speaking of that, how about Pittsburgh's own Rave Ups? Could have played that in there. Maybe next time. Oh, and then I had one person say, well, what about over in Virginia? Well, maybe they're New York based, but I know they later became a Virginia band. I don't even know. Mark Linkus's project, Pre-Sparkle Horse. The Dancing Hoods. It's Torn Away.
What do you see in your light? What do you know that makes it all so out of sight? And what do you say with just one voice? this love into violence.
Out of school, like a real, real cool. Gotta dance like a fool.
Iggy Pop doing his version of Real Wild Child, wrapping up that set of music here on 883 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Before the Iggster, heard some Minutemen in there with Corona. Also some American Music Club outside this bar from the Engine release. Alejandro Escovedo gave us Anchor and some Cracker in that set, too, from Kerosene Hat. Sick of Goodbyes. A song that was co-penned by David Lowry of Cracker and Mark Linkus. Mark Linkus, you may know of Sparkle Horse, but he was also in Dancing Hoods. I start off that entire set with some Dancing Hoods. We're coming up on the end of an encore edition of Viva La Mach, if you are listening, but if it is Friday, October 6th, 2023, we still got more time to go. I played Corona by the Minutemen. I want to remind you that pandemic flu is not the usual flu that happens each year. Pandemic flu happens when a new flu virus emerges that we have little or no immunity to and spreads easily between people. It's impossible to predict with certainty when that next flu pandemic will occur or how severe it will be, but the time is to plan now. The United States is taking the threat of a pandemic flu very seriously. For more information, pandemicflu.gov, 1-800-CDC-INFO. This message brought to you by the CDC. Last days of May, background music for the duration of this program. About 5 minutes past your 11 o'clock hour here on